Geometric Origin of the Galaxy's Dark Side, by Leonardo Modesto et al. We show that Einstein's conformal gravity is able to explain simply on the geometric ground the galactic rotation curves without need to introduce any modification in both the gravitational as well as in the matter sector of the theory. The geometry of each galaxy is described by a metric obtained making a singular rescaling of the Schwarzschild spacetime. The new exact solution, which is asymptotically anti-de Sitter, manifests an unattainable singularity at infinity that cannot be reached in finite proper time, namely, the spacetime is geodetically complete. It deserves to be noticed that we here think different from the usual. Indeed, instead of making the metric singularity free, we make it apparently but harmlessly even more singular than the Schwarzschild's one. Finally, it is crucial to point that the whale's conformal symmetry is spontaneously broken to the new singular vacuum rather than the asymptotically flat Schwarzschild's one. The metric is unique according to the null energy condition, the zero acceleration for photons in the Newtonian regime, and the homogeneity of the universe at large scales. Once the matter is conformally coupled to gravity, the orbital velocity for a probe star in the galaxy turns out to be asymptotically constant consistently with the observations and the Tully-Fisher relation. Therefore, we compare our model with a sample of 175 galaxies and we show that our velocity profile very well interpolates the galactic rotation curves for a proper choice of the only free parameter in the metric and the mass-to-luminosity ratios, which turn out to be close to 1 consistently with the absence of dark matter. This was Geometric Origin of the Galaxy's Dark Side, by Leonardo Modesto et al.